Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So we have this nephew of the late French president, François Mitterrand. François Mitterrand openly said he was a Luciferian practitioner. He designed or commissioned the 666 gold pieces of the pyramid at the Louvre. Let's punch up the Louvre pyramid, for folks. Just Google Louvre pyramid. And then he's got his family member, the head of the French art department, number three in the parliament, in the cabinet, appointed by Nicolas Sarkozy. They're all defending Roman Polanski raping this 13-year-old girl. And he says, hey, I love doing the rituals with young boys. And he goes, I love raping them. And it goes on here. David Icke, you got cut off by the break. Continue.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, if you look back through what we call history, you'll see this common theme of sacrificing young virgins to the gods all over the world. Well, the gods is code, if you like, for these demonic entities. And young virgins is code for children. They were children that they were sacrificing. And what they do in these satanic rituals is they create the terror of the victim. They build up the terror. It's all systematic. So it reaches a point of absolute terror in the victim as it gets closer to the sacrifice. And these demonic entities, just outside of visible light, but within the frequency range of the emotion of terror that's being as an energy which is being generated, they're feeding off that. And then at the point of sacrifice, that terror manifests itself in an adrenaline that enters the bloodstream, a very powerful adrenaline. And the human Satanists, if you like, the people we're talking about, when the child or the adult too is sacrificed, they drink the blood immediately, which has this adrenaline, which gives them some kind of high. I mean, these are the people, Alex, that are running governments all over the world. That's why they're defending this Satanist child abuser, Polanski. They're running the intelligence agencies. They're running the military. They're running the corporations. Because that movie by Stanley Kubrick, Eyes Wide Shut, his last movie, and he died very, very soon after the executives of the movie corporation watched it at the first viewing. He died very soon after
that. Well, it's more than that. I remember at the time talking to people involved, and it came out in the news. They made him cut 25 minutes. He refused to cut it. Then he suddenly died.
Yeah.
And then they cut it.
I was going to say that. And we've never seen that film that was cut. And yet, even when you look at it, Alex, that was what was even left in. He was telling the truth about what goes on with the mansion and the rituals, except it was a very mild version of it. And these are the people that are running the world. It's time they weren't. The time is coming when they won't. Because, you know, one thing I'm very, very, very aware of is that there is another force, call it consciousness, call it whatever you like. There's a force that is working to bring an end to this, and that's what is going to prevail. And we're seeing at the moment a cornered rat or cornered rats, and they're going to, like rats do when you corner them, they're going to be thrashing out in all directions. But that's what it is. It's the death throes. It's going to be very challenging for us, but it's the death throes of this stuff.
And then, I forgot to get you to answer that question. They're threatening to destroy the planet if we try to take control back away from them, or just end the control. And other final questions for our guest, David Icke, on the other side. And I want to be clear with people. Even if you don't believe in Satanism and this Luciferian bloodletting, that's what all the elites are into. In their own words, not mine.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's an old adage. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. And that's why psychopaths are able to pick up young women and children. That's why dictators are able to rise to power. That's how this Michael Hilton con artist could go take over the town in Hardin, Montana. Because people don't want to admit they're being conned or that other people are taking advantage of them. Final segment with David Icke. I want to make this point, though. Just from a anthropology view or from the angle of archaeology, I don't claim to be a historian, but I have made a wide study of history. It's so huge, no one can even be an expert really in one area, in my opinion. It's so lengthy in the different interpretations of history. But whether it was the Babylonians or whether it was the Romans or whether it was the Greeks or whether it was many of the Middle Eastern tribes, Asian tribes, African tribes, Mesoamerican tribes, the Aztecs, they all had high priests who all followed the same secret mathematics religion. They all worshiped the same snake god, and they all demanded women, children, and men, normally the most beautiful, the most healthy, to be sacrificed. And the Aztecs particularly believed great pain had to be created. Now, even the elites there, not just children having their hearts cut out and cut up into meat, that's how the priests funded themselves, was the sale of the number one meat that was consumed, human flesh, in all of the Mayan kingdoms, but particularly the most aberrant the Aztecs, the most extreme, that they would take long pieces of rope with glass through their tongues and through their genitals to create hallucinations of pain while taking hallucinogens. And you see that in all these different cultures, believing that they had to feed the snake god with the blood. And so even if you don't believe in God, the devil, two different forces, any of this, the point is, Tony Blair, his wife, I mean, they admit Blair went all over the world, Francois Mitterrand, all of them, to be possessed by the spirit of white light. He would hit the ground every morning, flop around. That's mainstream news. The Bushes and Skull and Bones in big pits of feces and urine, being reborn in homosexual orgies. Someone dresses the devil with a crown, brings them into knights in Satan's service. This is admitted. And so you need to understand, this is real. Even if you're an atheist and don't believe in anything outside the limited senses you have, and you don't believe in the sixth senses or anything that have been proven in university studies, you must know that the most aberrant, the most destructive, have created a kingdom of psychopathic delight to trample on and be trampled on, to press on the nerves of power, to humiliate innocence and beauty. Because to them, the psychopath describes being in a cold, horrible, depressed place until they're torturing a child, until they're torturing a woman. Then it's like a blazing light. I've had the top psychiatrist on who've interviewed hundreds of killers. And it's all the same. They are alive when they've got a woman chained down, biting chunks out of her. They're alive. Hitler was only happy. He would go to the front and watch through high-powered binoculars burning cities and could stay up for days on end without drugs or coffee, just loving the death and the burning and the black uniforms and the armored vehicles. This is the spirit of the New World Order. It is death, and it seeks to kill. David Icke, the elite have stated openly, and we have this in my film Endgame, that they will destroy the planet before they let true humanity bloom. Where do you see that going?
Wishful thinking. There's a lot of wishful thinking going on within their cabal, because, you know, compared with consciousness in its true state, compared with the infinite consciousness that is all that is and we are part of and we are, they are a fly on an elephant's back. They have a massively inflated opinion of their own power because they are completely, exactly as you've just described, for the reasons you just described, they are absolutely disconnected from higher levels of awareness and consciousness. They are in a tiny box themselves. They've only been able to control us because they've manipulated us into a smaller box of awareness than they're in. And when we awaken, this is why they're terrified of it, we just blow the fly off the elephant's back when we're in our true power. And this vibrational change, this consciousness shift, this consciousness awakening is coming. They're going to get blown away by it eventually in a few years from now because they don't have the power they think they have because they're in a bubble. Therefore, they don't know the picture either. They don't know the big picture. They can't access it at that level that's got the big picture. And the big picture is what is now manifesting itself through more and more and more people. And the big picture is going to bring this down. You know, there's many people I wouldn't like to be for the next little part of our existence, and every single one in the control system is top of that list. I really wouldn't like to be them when they realize the true nature of what's actually going on.
That's right. They punish themselves when they realize that they're damning themselves off from the universe. We don't punish them. The Creator doesn't punish them. They punish themselves. What happens to them, David Icke, as the shift occurs?
Well, you know, I could talk about this at some considerable length, but they are connected vibrationally. They're connected to the control construct. It's a vibrational construct, and they're connected to it. They're part of it. And when that comes down, well, they're out of here. They're out of here. They're not going to be here anymore.
But you say the elites don't know that in all their fairy tales and all their archetypes. When the evil wizard loses his orb, the whole palace collapses on him.
Yes, because, you know, it's a vibrational construct. You could symbolize it in your mind as a vibrational box. And they are attached to it. They're part of it. They're an expression of it. So when the box comes down, in this reality to the point where they're completely disconnected from the true level of who they are, that's going when this change takes place.
I want to throw out a few other points, just getting back to the lay of the ground, the topography here in the third dimension. David Icke, they are now, there's no doubt the awakening's happening, and we're always saying it's happening, but now it's exponential in whole magnitudes of level. So is their tyranny. Obama being announced the Peace Prize for torture and expanding wars, throwing it in our face, saying this is what we honor, a sick joke. Handing the internet fully over to ICANN and the UN 2 weeks ago. Open announcements of the end of the dollar. Open announcements of world government. They're moving on every front. There is no doubt that they are attempting to make their final move. Why are they doing this at this time?
Well, they're doing this, as I said earlier, because the inner core know and have known for a long time that this period was coming, when this vibrational energetic cycle, it's a natural cycle, it was going to start to get people to break out of their mind prisons. And so they have thrown everything they can, and there's more to come, obviously, at us at this period of time, because they know this is happening and they want to put the lid on it.
What do they think about us?
Alex, if you look at it from another angle, because, you know, it seems that they're all powerful and all this. You know what? They're throwing all these things at you. I mean, you could list them forever, the things that are coming in. Why? It's panic. It's blind panic. They might be arrogant on the outside, but not on the inside. It's blind panic because
that's what I was going to say.
They know that even their control system is under more threat than ever before. And I got news for them. You know, chill out, guys. It's coming down.
Well, I agree with you, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
It is. But the next few years are going to be big time challenging.
What do they think of us? I mean, I've had 5 big head pieces the last couple of days against me. And they're almost marveling. He's dangerous. He's hypnotic. He's rising. He's got them chanting the answer to 1984, 1776. He stood before Bilderberg and said, "Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you." And if just little old redneck Alex Jones has got them literally, even in their own writings, afraid. Don't they understand that I'm only one little expression? David Icke is only one little expression?
Well, you see, we go back. We talked a little while ago, earlier this year, about that film A Bug's Life, you know, and where the grasshopper said, but one ant stood up to us, you know, and if they figure out that they outnumber us 100-1, then that goes our way of life. They're terrified of what I call the first domino, because they know if the first domino goes down, it hits another domino and the whole
thing. But it's already gone down.
So they target people who could push the first domino down and start this whole thing. Well, a lot of dominoes have already gone down, but you know what I mean?
But they know if they kill us,
attacking you, then brilliant. It means you're doing something they don't want us to do. Great.
But if they kill David Icke or Alex Jones, they also know that will definitely be a domino. So they want to attack us, but at the same time, they know it only makes us stronger, and they know we're out of fear, ready for that if it happens. We don't want it to happen, but we're ready. David, it's been the most amazing interview ever. Promise me you'll come back in a couple of months. I know
you're very
busy.
Yeah, no problem, Alex.
Tell folks about the event. It's almost sold out in Phoenix. DavidIcke.com. This is your chance. Almost sold out, folks.
Yeah, it's in Phoenix. It's this Saturday. I'm speaking all day from about 10 o'clock through to the early evening in 3 sections. I'll be speaking for about 8 hours, connecting loads of dots, not just you know, about the conspiracy, but the real deep background from where it's come, and some really, really deep and amazing stuff.
And it's a gorgeous theater, a great
Phoenix
atmosphere.
Saturday.
A great atmosphere to experience. David Icke this Saturday in Phoenix. Be there. I can't be there. My crew will be there. David, love you. Appreciate everything you're doing, buddy.
Cheers, Alex. You too.
I'm going to say bye to you during the break. We'll be back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm not a adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Defense Intelligence Agency address, United States of America, unclassified for official use only. Dear Alex, we are not all asleep. Long live the Republic. Death to the New World Order. This is the kind of stuff I get in the mail. And then one time I interviewed a Marine who had worked at Space Command, and he showed me the photos. He couldn't show me classified stuff, but he could show me their, you know, parties and events they'd had. And he was the guy who, in 2000, was driving up I-35 on Kyle and saw an Army checkpoint searching people. And he'd been listening to me for years and got upset and called me and spilt the beans about Marines in 88, 89 in Norfolk, Virginia, in police uniforms raiding gun dealers. There's a huge secret program. Now it's all public. But this is the type of... Gosh, just I'm not going to even show the envelope. I mean, why am I getting Defense Intelligence Agency stuff? And they had to, I guess, get permission to send me this. Very, very bizarre to receive this type of stuff. But the Marine showed me his Space Command patch, photos of him. He was a Marine Corps captain. He then got out and started a computer company. That's a separate guy, but it's just the type of stuff I get. Dear Alex, we're not all asleep. Long live the Republic, death and new world order. I mean, what does this mean to get this from Defense Intelligence Agency in Washington, D.C.? I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I really am. I've decided that I will take off more time in the future. Because every time I take off 3-4 days and really unplug from a lot of stuff, I still did a lot of work, a lot of research. But I cut down my workload by about 95%. Sometimes you got to pull back from things to really get your bearings and realize where you're at and what you're doing. I just want to tell the guys running the show and everybody here at my office what a great job they do and how much I appreciate them. You know, I'm not a manager. I didn't go to college to be a business manager. And I've tried to run the best operation I can. And whereas I am in the world but not of the world, that's what the Apostle Paul said we should be. And please don't, when I talk about religion, I'm not talking about the Pharisees of mainline religion. I mean the real thing that Christ talked about. It's very frustrating to me because I want to be all information. I don't want to be up here having to pitch my sponsors and pitch things and constantly try to fund my operation. But that's what the real world entails. And I don't like having to spend my time deciding on what type of light bulbs to buy and who's not carrying the trash out. And I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm so tied up, like we all are, in the everyday grind, that I want to do even more to fight the New World Order. But then when I overwork myself like a race car engine, I kind of heat up and blow a gasket, and then it's ineffective. But I'm just going to turn it over to God. Because last night, I wrote some notes to myself. I had a little blue tablet here. I guess it's out there. But the first thing I wrote that I wanted to talk about today was the fact that I'm in over my head. I mean, I'm in way over my head. And I just want to acknowledge to everybody that I don't claim to have all the answers and that I'm not perfect and that I make mistakes. But I will tell you this. At least I'm trying my best. And so it's easy for a lot of people out there to criticize what I do and when I stumble, when I fall. And I appreciate that because that helps me and helps me be more of a humble person. But at the same time, if you can do better, please do it. And I know a lot of you can do better. Listen, we need strong men and women to stand up against this tyranny and speak out against the corruption that is manifesting and expanding all around us. We need you to be leaders. And we also need you to not get caught up in all the COINTELPRO infighting. You know, I feel sorry for the operatives and their minions and their camp followers who attack me and lie about me constantly, because I know I'm for real. And I know the information we're discussing is important. And I just want to see other people be good, passionate, strong, loving leaders. I love you. I love all of you. And I love all the magnificent and amazing things you've done.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJC.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank,
It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit ejseed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. ejseed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, the day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
The next stop that we make will be run. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on.
We got Ted Pike joining us for about 10 minutes. They're really close to passing the hate crimes bill. They have the cyberbullying bill that says if you hurt someone's feelings, it's a federal felony. They're passing bills all over the country that devastate the Second Amendment. California to make you biometrically scan to buy ammo and register you. Schwarzenegger signed it. I haven't even gotten to the 5 hit pieces against me. And I don't usually cover hit pieces, but these are so desperate by the establishment. I'll either do it today or tomorrow. We've got a former Hitler youth coming on to talk about the police state in the next hour. And then I want to get into Obama and the Peace Prize. There's just so much. But I thought of a parable this morning. A good analogy of the unconscious nature of humanity. I was in a hurry. Shaving. Got up, hung out with the kids. Did some research, jogged, jumped in the shower, shaved, cut myself really bad, for a shaving cut. And I thought about how every time I get in a hurry and I'm not thinking, hey, this is a dangerous razor, is when I cut myself. And sometimes really bad because I'm like, yeah. I mean, really sharp razor, getting it done fast. And it's the same thing. I was driving back from Port Aransas with my family yesterday. I took the kids to the beach, tail end of summer. and a person almost came out of their lane and hit us once. I looked in the fog and rain, didn't see a car that was gray, blended in, almost hit that car. And I thought about how it's the things that we do that are dangerous every day, that we do every day, that we get a blind spot for because we're just immersed in it. We have to get conscious of the police state and the deadly vaccines and the government corruption and the wars and the lies. I mean, this is heavy stuff. Getting on the highway, driving 75 miles an hour with your children down rainy roads is the most dangerous thing statistically you'll ever do with your family. It's the number one cause of death. Just like government is the number one cause of unnatural death. We better be worried about governments. They killed 200 million people last century. You know, a shaving cut isn't deadly, but it'll remind you how when you're not thinking, doing something fast, you get killed. So everybody drive safe out there. Everybody think about what you're doing. And it's the same thing with the New World Order. You drive every day. How do you make yourself realize how dangerous it is? With big, giant trucks going 70 miles an hour right beside you, you're driving along with your precious babies, that I would give my life up for them in a second to protect them, but I couldn't stay conscious enough to almost not pull into the wrong lane and smash into somebody. And I had somebody else almost do it to me. And every time I'm on the highway on a long trip, I see carnage. It's the same thing. We have this evil world government, but because we live here every day, we live with its corruption every day, dealing with it, we don't consciously get how serious it is. So take your time when you're shaving. Take your time when you're driving. And think about the government and what it's doing. Do we have Ted Pike? We're going to go to Pastor Pike here in just a moment. I wanted to bring Ted up because it's the only time we have to have him on. And I wanted to get him up today because gold is at $1,055 today, and I haven't talked to Ted since last Friday. The owner of this company is a gold broker, one of the most trusted names out there. It's where I get my precious metals. I got some last week as backup money for this office and operation. Better than real estate, better than anything. And it's more than tripled in the last 6 years, 7 years. I wanted to briefly have Ted come on. Because he bought gold when it was lower. He sold out of almost all of it. It's gone up some, but still lower than what gold's trading at. He's about to run out of that gold and silver. See, the market just goes up and up and up because they're killing the dollar. Here's Bloomberg. Dollar reaches breaking point as banks shift reserves. Ted Anderson, give us a quick report on what you've got to offer to the listeners today.
Yeah, sure. I'll make it real brief. Obviously, yes, the dollar is falling today. That's why gold is going up. We did see 1,060.30 so far today. What I have right now presently that's at the older prices right now is the $10 Liberty still at $8.18.50, Walking Liberty halves still at $8.69. British Sovereigns and Francs have just moved up just a little bit. Currently right now the British Sovereign is at $2.93, which is $3-4 more than it was last time I was on the air with you. The Franc at $2.38, again, just a little bit higher than what it was before. The gold market is very hot, and it's actually better that the thing is holding like this. I mean, we were trading in this 1,050 range now for about a week. And when it breaks through this, it'll hold better because of the fact that it's solid. It isn't just bouncing like a basketball all over the place. But, yeah, indeed, right now, Alex, if you can get into the gold and silver market, I'd get in. The stock market, everything else that's going on out there, we all know there's trouble. The oil countries detaching their valuable oil from the dollar. That means that that places like China are going to have to trade to something else in order to buy their oil. What do you think they're going to do with their dollars they hold in reserves? I mean, it's just going to create this tremendous liquidity problem for the United States currency, which means lower prices on the dollar. It also means rising prices in commodities like gold and silver, oil, and everything else. So if you want to park yourself into something that I consider safe, and I'll give you that, that's my opinion, many others agree with me, but I consider it much safer to have the dollar or to have gold than it is to have a fiat paper currency. So I recommend that you get into gold and you get into gold now.
And I happen to know that's what you hold, that's what I hold. Again, what has gone from $280 an ounce the last 7 years to $1,055? They are in the process of killing the dollar. Is it this year or next year? I don't know. They are now saying they're going to kill it. They've gone from should we kill it to how are we going to kill it? They've gone from should we get rid of it a year ago to how do we gut this Christmas hog? We're now down to the wire. Ted, in layman's terms, what did you buy this gold at in the market? What level was the market with this group of gold versus 1,055 an ounce?
Well, this is the stuff that I picked up right when gold was breaking from 900 to 1,000. The francs and the British sovereigns priced in the marketplace today, British sovereigns are going to be over 300 now. Francs are going to be trading in that that $240 range.
And you're selling them for what? Explain.
Well, right now I'm trading the francs at 238, and I'm trading the British sovereigns at 393. But how about this? How about what's left over on my walking Liberty halves out of the 50 bags that I picked up at that 869 level? That stuff is going to go up like crazy because silver is almost, well, what is it? Silver right now is sitting at, I didn't give that price, $17.78. When you realize that I picked up those walkers when silver was closer, it was trading between $11 and $12 an ounce.
Yeah, you're paying the $12 an ounce factored into the market price when it's at 17, about to go to 18. Here's the toll-free number, 800-686-2237. It's on your screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, 800-686-2237. Ted, can you hold this till midnight?
I will be, yes.
800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com. Tell them it's the Alex Jones Radio Special or you will pay more. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
All right, there goes Ted Anderson. One more time, 800-686-2237. We have a man who was a Hitler Youth coming on, wrote the book Defeating Totalitarian Lie, A Former Hitler Youth Warns America. That's coming up. I want to go to Reverend Ted Pike, and we appreciate him joining us. We'll give you his website. No one out there has fought the hate crimes bills, the cyberbullying bills, like this man. You know, they'll use a poor person beaten to death by people to try to pass these laws. They openly say they want to ban denying climate change. They want to ban reading from the Bible. Canada's already started it. They want to restrict in the Cyberbullying Act. It says if you hurt someone's feelings, not even call for violence, you can be federally charged. This is all happening, and this could be on Obama's desk very, very soon. This is very serious. Reverend Ted Pike, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
Tell us the latest, sir.
Well, I'll give a little background here. Most of our listeners are probably aware that the federal hate crimes bill passed the House and Senate this spring, and in the Senate, the hate bill was attached as an amendment to the annual defense authorization bill. Now, America has a rare opportunity right now, I believe, to actually destroy this federal hate crimes bill, because this spring and throughout the spring and summer, Obama has been warning Congress that he will veto any defense spending bill if it asks $100 billion for extra F-35 warplane engines. Now, that's exactly what the House and Senate are asking right now. They are demanding an extra $100 billion for extra F-35 warplane engines. They are defying Obama, and they are putting him in an excellent position to stand his ground. This, you see, this is his first veto threat to Congress. He has a lot to lose if he loses this veto threat. And I believe that if Americans avalanche through email the White House website today, we could see the real possibility that if Obama saw a tsunami of protests coming in against the F-35 engines and encouraging him not to pass the defense authorization bill, I think there's a window of opportunity that he could be encouraged to stand true to his promise and actually veto the hate crimes authorization bill package. And that, of course, would mean the end of the hate bill in this Congress. And so I'm just encouraging people to send in emails now to the White House website, and I'll just briefly give that. It's www.whitehouse.gov/contact. And you can get that on the web. And here's briefly the two things I suggest you tell the president. Number one, Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying federal hate crimes bill. That's number one email I'd like to send you. I'll just repeat that a little slower. Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying federal hate crimes bill. And then number two, Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines. Again, Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines. Now, this bill, this authorization bill with this defiant demand for $100 billion of taxpayers' money for unnecessary engines, that was approved by the House of Representatives last Thursday. It has not been approved by the Senate. And today's Memorial Day, obviously, they can't approve it today. It's not on the Senate calendar for tomorrow. It could be on for Wednesday. So we have the better part of a week here to absolutely bombard the White House with these two messages.
Pastor Ted Pike.
If people don't have their pen and paper handy, just come to truthtellers.org. We have this article. We have these instructions and so on right there on the homepage at truthtellers.org.
Reverend, is there any other maneuvers we can do to beat this? Obviously, they have House rules on no legislating on appropriations. This is legislation, freedom of speech killing. Is there any other maneuver? How could Republicans allow this to be on there? Are they fighting it? Is there anything else we can do, or do we just hope to kill it over these Raptor engines? I mean, is this a done deal if we don't kill it this one way?
Last week, the House Republicans fought very hard to try to strip it off of the defense authorization bill. They said it was irrelevant and so on. They failed. The Democratic majority was simply too strong. I expect the same thing will probably happen in the Senate. And as I say, that could happen probably as early as Wednesday. What I think we have to do here is, paradoxically, we have to stand behind Obama. Obama, in his DFW speech as late as August, he laid down the law to the Democrats. He said, if you add $100 billion of extra pork on this defense authorization bill, I'm going to veto it. He laid it down. He says, I'm not backing down. And that's exactly what they did last week.
Reverend Pike, briefly, people can go to truthtellers.org to find out more. And this is serious. We've got to fight this. Consequence is ours. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. We've got to do the right thing here regardless. But for those that don't know, briefly explain to them what this hate bill does. It expands a federal thought crimes division, a commissariat.
Absolutely. Just look up to Canada where they've lost free speech as a result of this kind of legislation, which was introduced by the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, back in 1970. That's what's coming for America. I'll just give you a brief resume of the amendments to the Constitution it destroys. It destroys the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says the government can't give special protections, rights, and services to special groups above others. This bill elevates homosexuals, Jews, Latinos, Muslims, three times higher than the rest of the population, tripling penalties for anybody who commits a hate crime against them. It also destroys the 10th Amendment to the Constitution by unifying federal law enforcement with local law enforcement. It's called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. That means it's an attempt to unify in a seamless chain of command the federal policing powers with local policing powers against violent hate crimes. Now, that's the very definition of a police state when you have no checks and balances on federal policing powers. And then thirdly, it will destroy the First Amendment of the Constitution. The 1968 law on which this is based says in Title 18, Section 2A, that if anybody's speech induces or incites somebody else, even on the airwaves 2,000 miles away, to commit some kind of a violent hate crime, and that perpetrator of the hate crime says he was influenced by Alex Jones or Reverend so-and-so or whatever, then Alex Jones and that pastor are going to have to stand in federal court as having been guilty of inciting a violent hate crime. Now, it is true that as a result of a great deal of protest that we brought in back in July, the Brownback Amendment was reluctantly added by the Democrats, saying that a pastor, a talk show host, a publisher, whatever, cannot be directly indicted for the general effect of his speech. He has to immediately incite some kind of violent act. On the other hand, the whole momentum of this legislation is to create a bias-oriented justice system in America, which will lay down indictments, and then these cases will go to judges
stay
all
there.
The way
stay
up
there.
The ladder.
Do a final segment, Reverend Pike. We got a break. It sets up the federalization of police and builds the grid and sets up the political police. Now they've openly announced world government police run by the Justice Department, and they're going to track you down for your speech. That's in the New York Times.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls.
All right, we've got a few minutes left with Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Reverend, you were going over some of the things that it does. Then we've got the cyberbullying on top of it. I mean, this really is the fall of the republic.
Alex, in the last several weeks, we pretty much knocked the cyberbullying bill in the head. A lot of people called in, and we got the Republicans active. They brought in excellent constitutional witnesses in that judiciary crime subcommittee hearing, and we routed them. And, in fact, the big media in the United States, including the New York Times, Popular Science Online, and so on, was ridiculing the cyberbullying bill. I tell you that to encourage people that when we take action and really scream bloody murder about these bills, we can hold the liberals, ADL, and so on, homosexual lobby back in Congress. That's exactly what we've got to do right now. We literally have hours before that this awful federal hate crimes bill could be brought before the president. We need to send off those emails to whitehouse.gov. Come to Truth Tellers. We've got it all laid out there on our action page, exactly what you're supposed to say. Get those off. It'll only take you 10 minutes, 5 minutes, in fact, to do more than you could possibly imagine right now, I believe, to encourage the president to stand by his harsh promise he made the Democrats that if they're going to add $100 billion more pork on that arms bill, he's going to veto it. Let's stand behind him. Let's stand by behind Obama and let him know that the American people are, number one, they're not going to stand for him to sign this bill into law. We're going to take revenge next year with midterms if he does sign it in. Number two, he has to stand up behind his promise repeatedly made this spring that he will not load down the American people with another $100 billion for unnecessary, wasteful F-35 engines.
Well, Ted Pike, the problem is he always does the opposite of what he says he'll do. But, well, let's pray we can put pressure on him this time because this is a First Amendment killer. Ted Pike, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to start the next hour, and at the second break, we're going to get our guest on, the five after, who was in the Hitler Youth, and he'll tell you about the police state. His book is Defeating the Totalitarian Lie. I also want to thank some of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. This is a high-quality atmospheric water generator that grabs water, H2O, right out of the atmosphere, produces 7.5 gallons a day. They have a lot of great deals there on their site. This is the unit I use in my home and my office, ecolablue.com, or give them a call at 1-800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. You can't get better water than what they have at ecolablue.com. Also, I want to tell you about the great folks at EcuadorCentral.com. Yes, that's the South American country. EcuadorCentral.com. It's your duty to know every option you have to protect you and your family. Whether you are looking for a rental property, a new start, or you just want to know your options, I urge you to go to EcuadorCentral.com. The website is great. It will give you all the information you would want to know before you go. Go to EcuadorCentral.com and see what these folks are doing. Whether you're interested in real estate investment, travel, or just want to see pictures and videos, go to EcuadorCentral.com. That's ECuadorCentral.com, EcuadorCentral.com. And lastly, don't forget we're only 8 days away from the premiere of Fall of the Republic, a quantum leap in my filmmaking, the best work I have ever done. You can pre-order it right now. They'll be shipped out in the order they're received at InfoWars.com or watch it live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.